Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Residential speed limits dropping to 40 km per hour in pilot program. Greater Sudbury is set to begin adopting gateway speed limit signs that limit vehicles to 40 km per hour in a new pilot program slated to begin rolling out this year. The long-talked-about pilot program will have 40 km/h signs installed at the entrances, exits to one neighborhood this year, the city's operations committee decided this week. A business case will come forward during 2023 budget deliberations that proposes the signing of additional neighborhoods as part of a broader pilot program. As of Monday's meeting, city administrators remained undecided regarding which neighborhood would be signed for this year's preliminary pilot. Gateway speed limit signs are posted at the entrances and exits to neighborhoods. They indicate motorists are within a 40 km/h area with a notice that the affected area begins, debut, as motorists enter and ends, fin, as they depart. The prescribed speed limit applies to all of the substreets within the area and does away with the need to sign every individual street. You can read the full story here. Walk in memory of Kamloops 215. A push for awareness, healing drumming, singing and a wave of orange swept through the streets of Sudbury on May 27. More than 150 people gathered to walk on the one-year anniversary of the discovery of 215 unmarked graves in Kamloops, B.C., and to remember the more than 10,000 children who never came home from residential schools in Canada. The TKMLUPS TSEQUE PMC refer to the May 2021 discovery of the unmarked graves at the Kamloops former residential school site as finding L'Estquequeye, the missing. Hosted by Nswakamoke Native Friendship Center, in partnership with Laurentian University and the Greater Sudbury Police Service, the walk began from the Friendship Center's location at 115 Elm Street, site of the newly unveiled art piece honoring the missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls and Two-Spirit people. Participants walked Elgin Street to meet Paris Street and climb the Bridge of Nations before heading down John Street to Elizabeth, and the edge of Ramsey Lake. Waiting for the walkers were orange tulips, to be laid in the water at exactly 2:15 p.m. You can read the full story here. Lucky, bear saved from the side of the road after being hit by a vehicle and knocked unconscious, a 3-year-old female black bear was nursed back to health and released back into the wilds of northern Ontario. Turtle Pond Wildlife Centre president and authorized wildlife custodian Gloria Morissette doesn't believe in naming bears out of respect for the wild animals, but if she did, she said, Lucky, would be fitting. So many circumstances worked out for her, she said of the bear that was struck by a vehicle close to Naughton on Highway 17 earlier this month. The motorist left the scene after colliding with the bear, after which two Good Samaritans happened upon the animal with very different ideas about how to help her. One of these people knew to call Turtle Pond Wildlife Center volunteers, who came to the scene and loaded the bear into the back of a vehicle to be cared for. You can read more about Lucky here. Larsh Sudbury rocks for a great cause, and a great friend. It was a rocking good time for a good cause May 28 as the staff, members and friends of Larsh Sudbury came out to celebrate one of their own, Roma Griffin, and their 40th anniversary. Larsh Sudbury is an agency that cares for people with disabilities, based on a community model and believing that people are best able to develop their abilities and talents when given the opportunity to form friendships with others. It's our 40th anniversary and our founding core member, the original person with an intellectual disability that came and joined our community, Roma Griffin, passed away just in January of this year, Jennifer McCauley, executive director, told Sudbury.com. So we thought, how can we honor Aroma, and honor our 40th anniversary? The idea came down to 10 rocking chairs, lining a small section of Barry Down Road, rocking for 4 hours. 10 rocking chairs multiplied by 4 is in honor of the 40th, but why rocking chairs? Well, that was all Roma. You read all about the event here. Parents gather to protest government handling of autism care. Sudbury families and parents of children with autism gathered on May 28 to protest what they say is a complete failure of the Ford government to help children and teens with the condition. We have tried to work very hard with Doug Ford and his government, Julie Ritchie Staden told Sudbury.com. But they have failed kids and teens with autism. There were 23,000 kids on the waitlist when he took office. And now there are 53,000. Not one child has received comprehensive therapy unless their parents paid for it themselves, since they took office. Richie Stadden is not just the co-founder of the Northern Ontario Autism Alliance and a member of the Ontario Autism Coalition, but a mother of two autistic children, Charles, 5, and June, 7. The rally in Sudbury was part of a province-wide effort to raise awareness of the lack of needs-based autism funding and services, as well as what care looks like at present. The event's hashtag says it all. Number 50 Kisnot OK. You can read more about the protest here. LaSalle presents, Student Accessible, retelling of Macbeth. Macbeth is back. After a two-year hiatus, the drama department at LaSalle Secondary School looks forward to presenting, Macbeth, An Unworthy King, by A.P. McRae and E. Savati. Performances will be held on June 2, 3 and 4 at 7:30 p.m. at the LaSalle Secondary School Black Box Theatre. LaSalle Secondary School is located at 1545 Kennedy Street in Sudbury. Tickets, at $5 for students and $10 for adults, are available at the door, through school cash online or by contacting teacher Ashley Page Fraser at 705-566-2280 or fraseris@rainbowschools.ca. You can find more information here. City to adopt a living wage for employees. Direct City of Greater Sudbury employees, excluding students, currently earning less than $16.98 per hour will have their pay bumped up to this living wage level on July 1. The living wage, as estimated by the Ontario Wage Network, has been promoted as the amount required for workers to cover basic family living expenses. I feel very strongly that we should be moving forward with the people who are at the bottom of the pay scale in the city of Greater Sudbury, Ward 9 Cowan. Deb McIntosh told her colleagues during Tuesday's Finance and Administration Committee meeting, urging other employers in Sudbury to follow suit because it's the right thing to do. Approximately 225 to 250 city employees will be affected by the change, which City Council agreed to on Tuesday. McIntosh requested the report on a living wage from city administrators earlier this year alongside Ward 7 Cowan. Mike Yakubo, and put forward this week's successful motion for the city to adopt a living wage. You can read the full story here. A hot and humid start to the work week. A few clouds from Sudbury evening will clear on Monday morning, making way for a hot and humid high of 27, with a humidex of 31. There may be some respite, however, with a wind coming from the southwest at 30 km per hour, gusting to 50 km in the morning. The UV index is 9 or very high. Unfortunately, there won't be too much relief when the sun goes down, with the overnight low only hitting 17 degrees. Great for the garden, not so much for sleeping. For current weather conditions, short-term and long-term forecasts, visit sudbury.com's weather page at www.sudbury.com/weather. Sudbury.com is looking for photos of the latest weather conditions in Greater Sudbury. If something catches your eye with the day's weather, snap a picture and send it over to editor@sudbury.com to be featured on our site.